is symbolic of yet a greater oneness, unity, ipseity that cannot be separated at all. So we invite you to light the candles in the heart of your being as you see them lit here, and to listen to the word of God spoken by all those who served the message, one message. Please join me in the invocation. Please stand. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls, form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Amen. You may be seated. To the glory of the omnipresent God, we kindle the light, symbolically representing the Hindu religion. To the glory of the omnipresent God, we kindle the light, symbolically representing the Buddhist religion. To the glory of the omnipresent God, we kindle the light, symbolically representing the Zoroastrian religion. To the glory of the omnipresent God, we kindle the light, symbolically representing the Jewish religion. To the glory of the omnipresent God, we kindle the light, symbolically representing the Christian religion. To the glory of the omnipresent God, we kindle the light, symbolically representing the Islamic religion. To the glory of the omnipresent God, we kindle the light, symbolically representing all those who, whether known or unknown to the world, have held aloft the light of truth through the darkness of human ignorance. Please rise for the prayer psalm. Praise be to thee, most supreme God, omnipotent, omnipresent, all-pervading, the only being. Take us in thy parental arms, raise us from the denseness of the earth. Thy beauty do we worship, and towards thee alone do we aspire.
Most merciful and compassionate God, the idealized Lord of the whole
humanity.
Thee only do we worship, and toward thee alone do we aspire.
Open our hearts towards thy beauty. Illuminate our souls with divine light. O thou, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the all-powerful creator, sustainer, judge, and forgiver of our shortcomings, Lord, God of the East and of the West, of the worlds above and below, and of the seen and unseen beings, pour upon us thy love and thy light. Give sustenance to our bodies, hearts, and souls. Use us for the purpose that thy wisdom chooses, and guide us on the path of thine own goodness. Draw us closer to thee every moment of our life, until in us be reflected thy grace, thy glory, thy wisdom, thy joy, and thy peace. Amen. You may be seated. We will read from the World Scriptures. Reading from the Hindu scriptures. I, Krishna, am the goal of the wise man, and I am the way. I am his prosperity. I am his heaven. There is nothing dearer to him than I. When righteousness is weak and faints, and when unrighteousness exults in pride, then my spirit arises on earth. For the salvation of those who are good, for the destruction of evil in men, for the fulfillment of the kingdom of righteousness, I come to this world in the ages that pass. How many have come to me, trusting in me, filled with my spirit, in peace from passions and fears and anger, made pure by the fire of wisdom, in any way that men love me, in that same way they find my love. For many are the paths of men, but they all, in the end, come to me. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine wisdom. We read from the Buddhist scriptures. Know then that from time to time, a Tathagata is born into the world, a fully enlightened one, blessed and worthy, abounding in wisdom and goodness, happy with the knowledge of the worlds, unsurpassed as a guide, a teacher of gods and men, a blessed Buddha. He thoroughly understands the universe, as though he saw it face to face. The truth does he proclaim both in its letter and in its spirit. Lovely in its origin, lovely in its progress, lovely in its consummation. A higher life does he make known in all its purity and in all its perfection. we offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine compassion. We read from the Zoroastrian scriptures. To me, Zarathustra, the prophet and sworn friend of righteousness, lifting my voice with veneration, O wise one, may the creator of the mind's force show as good mind his precepts, that they may be the path of my tongue. Grant me, O truth, the blessing which is the fruit of the good mind, and grant, O Mazda, my sovereign Lord, that reciting thy holy words of revelation, I may make thy felicitous message heard. I shall take the soul to the house of songs with the help of the good mind, knowing the blissful rewards of Ahura Mazda for righteous deeds. As long as I have the power and strength, I shall teach all to seek for truth and right. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine purity. We read from the Jewish scriptures. Then the Lord said, behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth the sons of Israel out of Egypt. Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? God said, but I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. Then Moses said, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine law. We read from the Christian scriptures, I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my sayings and does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has a judge. The word that I have spoken will be his judge on that last day. For I have not spoken of my own authority. The Father who sent me has himself given me commandment what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine self-sacrifice. We read from the scripture of Islam. Say, O Muhammad, we believe in Allah and that which is revealed unto us and that which was revealed unto Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the tribes and that which was vouchsafed unto Moses and Jesus, and the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between any of them, and unto Allah we have surrendered. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a mercy to the worlds. Offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine unity. Please rise. Prepare Salat. Most gracious Lord, Master, Messiah, and Savior of humanity, we greet thee with all humility. Thou art the first cause and last effect, the divine light and the spirit of guidance, Alpha and Omega. Thy light is in all forms, thy love in all beings, in the loving mother, in a kind father, in an innocent child, in a helpful friend, in an inspiring teacher. Allow us to recognize thee in all thy holy names and forms, as Brahma, as Krishna, as Shiva, as Buddha. Let us know thee as Abraham, as Solomon, as Zarathustra, as Moses, as Jesus, as Muhammad, and in many other names and forms, known and unknown to the world. We adore thy past. Thy presence deeply enlightens our being, and we look for thy blessing in the future. O Messenger, Christ, Nabi, the Rasul of God, thou comest on earth with a message, as a dove from above when Dharma decays, and speakest the word that is put into thy mouth, as the light filleth the crescent moon. Let the star of the divine light shining in thy heart be reflected in the hearts of thy devotees. May the message of God reach far and wide, illuminating and making the whole humanity as one single family in the parenthood of God. A deep cry in the bowels of the earth, and the message comes like rain on a dry land. It comes as a response. My whole being feels stirred by the greatness of the call and the greatness of the answer. The message is an answer to the cry of humanity. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine truth. We'll have some moments of silence.
Beloved ones of God, hearing the words of Scripture, we have heard one message in several voices, the voices of a succession of prophets, prophets bringing the message to different lands at different times, in different languages, but always one message. And each prophet and prophetess, not merely for his or her time and place, but for all time and all places, as rahmatan lil alameen, as a mercy for all worlds. It is we who have divided up their message. The message has always been one descent of kindness from the source of being. And the time has come to reunite the chapters in that great book and thereby reunite humanity face to face with humanity's ancient source, the source that continuously reaches out to us and has called again and again. The message is a reminder. What is the nature of this reminder? The nature of the message has been disclosed in a hymn that was sung by the Apostle Thomas when imprisoned in India. A hymn called the Hymn of the Pearl. Thomas sings of a prince. One may wish, if one wishes, one may imagine him as a princess or of any gender. The gender doesn't matter. There was a prince. Of the East, who lived happily, joyfully with his parents and brother. And when he came of age, his parents showed him a robe embroidered with the divine name in glyphs. And his parents said, "This robe is to be yours. It is your inheritance, and our realm is your inheritance. But first you must go to the West and retrieve the pearl that is guarded by a ferocious dragon in the ocean." They furnished him with the necessities of his journey and appointed as his companions two expert guides. These were the universal mind and the universal soul, the Aqli Kul and Nafsi Kul, two dimensions of the spirit of guidance, the prophetic light. And so the prince fared forth into the West, traveling through Meshan and Babel and Sarbug until reaching the seashore, the sea containing the dragon who guarded the pearl. The traveler, having bid farewell to his guides, the prince took up lodgings in an inn. What is the inn? The place of coming and going, the place of temporarily abiding. The soul had reached this world, which is an inn. We are here only for a few days. And there, the traveler met a fellow countryman who warned him of the people of that place. Beware of them. They're duplicitous. to avoid calling attention to himself, he adopted the garb of the people of that place. And he did something more. He began to eat the food of that place and began to drink the drink of that place. And as soon as he did, torpor came over him, a heaviness, a lethargy. Senses became dull. He became dizzy. He became confused. He took to his bed. He closed his eyes. He forgot everything. He forgot who his parents were. He forgot the realm of the pleroma of luminous intelligences in the East. He forgot the journey to the West. He forgot his mission. He forgot about the dragon. Most importantly, he forgot about the pearl. It fell into slumber. But his parents didn't forget him. They remembered him, as we are remembered, even when we forget. And when we forget, the message comes, the message is given. We're not abandoned. And so the prince's parents inscribed a note. Our beloved son, remember us. Remember who you are. Remember your mission. Remember the pearl. And that message took the form of an eagle that spread its wings and flew across the land, over Meisan, over Babel, over Sarbug, and it came to the inn and alighted at the bedside of the sleeping prince. And there the eagle became pure word, sibilantly murmuring, beautiful voice. And we are told, no prophet has come down, but that prophet had a beautiful voice. And the voice of the message murmuring beside the bed of the sleeping prince immediately awoke him. He woke up, he turned, and saw the message, took hold of it, read through it, and was startled awake. Suddenly it all came back. The veils lifted. His eyes were unclouded. Yes, of course. I am here for a purpose. I mustn't dawdle. I'm here only for this quest. And so immediately he dove into the ocean. Why did he delay before? Why did he take his time at the inn, waiting day after day, adopting the garb of the people and eating their food? Why did he wait? He was waiting for the dragon to sleep. It never slept. He waited and waited until it was too late. And still the dragon wasn't sleeping. The dragon was wide awake. What is the dragon? It's the ego. It's the ferocious, selfish, monstrous ego. It doesn't sleep. So he had to come face to face with the vigilant, monstrous dragon, but he was assured of the necessity of his quest and courageously confronted the dragon, reciting his parents' name, chanting the parents' name, chanting it and chanting it, until the dragon swooned and collapsed. And there was the pearl. Plucked it. What is a pearl? The pearl that the dragon guards. How is a pearl born? Pearl is born in an oyster when the grain of sand grates against the oyster, and the oyster secretes that which transforms the pain into beauty. Maulana Rumi says, when the little soul rubbed against the great soul, the soul of souls, the Jani Juzv, the little soul, came up against the Jani Kul, the soul of souls, the soul of all. In that friction came out of the soul of souls a pearl. And that pearl went into the heart of Mary, Maryam, alayha salam. And there grew to be the Christ. And Hazrat Maulana tells us it is so in every heart. Every heart is a mother, conceiving the messianic being who is to be the healer of the world. The pearl is what is born in the human heart. In the rubbing between our own littleness, our limitation, our ephemerality, our mortality, the rubbing up against of this little human mortal life against the totality, when the totality bestows in that encounter a seed, pearly seed that is to grow as an embryo grows in a womb. It grows. So, after succumbing to inertia and then waking up hearing the message and then practicing zikrullah, remembering and remembering and remembering, so that the dragon of the ego fell away and the pearl was gained. The prince took the pearl, returning to the inn, disrobed, took off the grimy clothes he had habituated himself to, and headed east, the messenger bird guiding him. He traveled through Sarbug, the Alam al-Mithal, the world of images. He traveled through Babel, the plane of Ajsam, of subtle bodies. He traveled through Meishan, the world of subtle spirits, of Arwah, until he returned to the Pleroma of Lights, and there, even before he approached the palace, the treasurer came forth and presented to him the robe. It was glittering and glistening. And he looked into it, and he saw himself whole
and complete. It was himself, but more himself than himself. It was himself, whole and complete. And he reached out for it. And it leapt to him, and leapt over him, and united with him, and he was made whole. He returned to the palace to a joyful homecoming. He was feted by his parents. He would now inherit the realm of the Pleroma together with his brother. And what remained now was in the company of his parents to make the last pilgrimage to the King of Kings and there present the pearl in tribute. This is not the story of a prince of long ago. This is your story. This is my story. This is our story. And these sacred words that we have heard this evening are the words of the message. This is the reminder. We have been reminded. Now, the quest is ours to fulfill. Let us pray. O thou who art the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the Lord of heaven and earth, open our hearts that we may hear thy voice, which constantly cometh from within. Disclose to us thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls, that we may know and understand life better. Most merciful and compassionate God, give us thy great goodness. Teach us thy loving forgiveness. Raise us above the distinctions and differences which divide us. Send us the peace of thy divine spirit, and unite us all in thy perfect being. May the blessings of God rest upon you. May God's peace abide with you. May God's presence illuminate your heart now and forevermore. Amen.